Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com, and today is Tuesday, August 31st, 2010, and my co-host for the evening is Seder69. Hi, Seder.
Bonjour, bonsoir.
How are you?
I'm doing fairly good today.
I'm glad to hear it. And now, did you notice that I called you a co-host because I think this should be an ongoing thing?
I like that. I'm now a professional podcasting co-host.
A professional podcasting co-host? I'm sure you got your paycheck, right?
I did, yeah. Thank you. I don't know how I could get negative $20, but that was great. Thank you.
You owe me. Totally kidding. No, so okay, so it's been a week since we talked. Well, actually, no, it hasn't been a week because we talked on the book club show.
Yeah.
Did you get any feedback yourself personally from that show?
A couple of people sent me some private messages on Twitter saying how much they really enjoyed the show. So that was nice.
Oh, good. Very good. Yeah. I think we got a couple of comments, too. I didn't even think to look at the website. But
Honey, have you started the new book yet?
No, I have not. And I'll tell you why. Because we only have one comment on the book club one. I have not started the new book because I have a professional book that I have to read for my work. So I'm kind of going to be off for a couple of weeks reading the book club book. But I think
forget those amateur book club books. He's got a professional book to read.
Well, when I say that, I mean that I did not select this book. Someone selected it for me.
You will read this.
Exactly. So I don't even go there, but no, I have not started the book club book yet. Have you?
Actually, I'm about a third of the way through the book I'm currently reading before I start the book club book.
Okay, good. Well, we still have an entire month, so I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, we did last time, too.
Yeah. Now, I was on Twitter, and I saw that you, maybe it wasn't on Twitter, maybe you just sent me the email, because I asked you if you wanted to record tonight, and you said, oh, I have to take the rat to the doctor. And I was like, what? You have a rat?
I have rats, yes.
You have rats. Now, are these domesticated rats or rats that, like, you don't want to be there?
No, I totally found them in the wall, and I know they're domesticated rats. I got two rats last November. One is black and white, racist, and that's Yin. And the other is blonde and white, and that's Yang. And Yang had to go to the veterinarian today.
So you have Yin and Yang.
Yep.
Very good. Now, tell us what happened to Ying.
Well, Ying and Yang are both boys with these big, ginormous rat balls. But that's beside the point. And they roughhouse a lot. And it seems that Saturday, while I was on my adventure in San Francisco, when I got home, Yang had this huge cut on his back leg. I mean, like about a little bit more than a half inch laceration down it, where I guess they just roughed house too much. So I found a rat doctor, a rat vet here in my own town, so I didn't have to drive anywhere, and took him in because I wasn't sure whether it was a laceration or maybe it was a tumor, because rats get tumors fairly easily.
But how would the tumor bleed unless he chewed it off himself?
Well, it was more the fact that it was protruding. So maybe it had broken the skin. I don't know. These are my first rats, so I'm still learning myself.
I see.
So I took him in, and she was like, oh, no, it's just a laceration. So he is actually going under the mask in about another half hour. He'll be getting some stitches.
Going under the mask. Do they actually? No, they don't give him, like.
Yes, they actually, they get anesthesia, and because of a rat's system, they actually have a little mask that they put on the rat.
Oh my god.
to breathe in the gas.
Oh my gosh.
So there is a chance, a small chance, I could lose him during while he's gone under today, but I'm keeping all my thoughts happy that he'll be fine.
Really? It's that serious that you could lose him?
Well, I don't think people realize how dangerous anesthesia is, even with humans. Anytime you get anesthesia, a major anesthesia like that, I'm not talking about a shot at the dentist or anything, but anytime they fully put you under, there is a good chance they'll lose you. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, anesthesia is always dangerous.
Well, so they have to put him under so that they can have control over work, fixing up his leg, right?
Correct, because he's got the major laceration, and then he's got two or three other wounds that they're going to, they think are slightly infected, so they're going to clean them out and stitch them up as well. I'm under strict orders now that I've got to separate the two rats, which is hard because they live in Rattropolis, which is this huge, sprawling, four-story rat cage. And I've got to figure out a way to make it into two separate rat cages.
Okay. I'm sorry I'm laughing. You said Rattropolis?
Rattropolis, yeah.
Rattropolis. Oh, my God. You have to explain to us this how this came about that you... Well, first of all, I hope that the rat Ying is fine and everything comes out fine. And that Thanks. You don't lose him, for one. But second, you've got to explain to me how you came to get rats as pets. And
I'd love to, because, you know, I've always been a cat man. I've always had at least two cats in my life. And when I moved to this apartment complex, 10 years ago now. Wow, almost 10 years I've lived here. They don't allow cats or dogs, and I had to give up my two cats at the time. They went to live with my mom. And so a few years ago, I needed a pet. I needed something. So I got a fish. I got a beta. And my first beta was Alpha. Alpha the beta. But you can't pet a fish.
Oh, you could try.
Try. And so he was pretty to look at, it was unfulfilling to me as a pet owner. Well, last year I had a roommate who underwent for him a very traumatic breakup with a girlfriend. And he was being extremely depressed. And I knew I needed something to try to get him out of his funk. And another friend suggested getting a rat. I'm like, hell no. I'm not going to get a dirty little creature that's going to bite me. That's not a pet. And he was like, no, trust me. Rats are really clean, and they're extremely social creatures. They've just gotten a bad rap because of wild rats. And, you know, it's the same. We can say the same for, you know, a lot of people fear wolves, but actually so wolves attack so few people in history. And even as silly as it sounds, sharks have gotten a bad rep. Go sharks. When they're really not as dangerous as people let on. Don't get me wrong. Sharks are dangerous. Just you're more likely to die in a car accident than from a shark attack. So we went to get... we went to a pet store, and I watched them for a while, and they did look very cute. I had to say they are adorable little animals. And so they let me go into the place and play with them, and they were very friendly. So we got two rats, one for me, one for my roommate. He had Ying, I had Yang. And we brought them home, and for the first week, they just stayed in the bottom of Rattropolis. And they wouldn't do anything. And as they slowly got used to us, they got more and more friendly. And I got to tell you that they are fastidiously clean. The two boys will be cleaning themselves any given time. They are very playful, very social. But in this case, Yin and Yang are a little too playful as... Oh, Yang is a power bottom. It's how I describe him, because he will totally provoke Yin into playing with him and just push on him and nudge at him and push at him. And then the minute that Yin starts to get aggressive, Yang gets totally submissive. Oh, take me. And he'll flop over on his back and
take it.
Totally topping from the bottom, little power bottom. Oh, but those are my boys, and I just absolutely love them.
So when you first got them, when you first pet them, you went to the pet store and you got to see them, they didn't bite or nibble on you or anything?
No, they really don't.
Even now, after you've had them all this time, they still don't?
I've never been bitten once by either one of them. There's this one spot right between their shoulder blades that if I start scratching at it, kind of like, honestly, it's the same spot for a cat, I've noticed. But if I start scratching at it, they'll nuzzle up to my finger and they'll start licking, and I guess gnawing is the right word. Their teeth never break skin, but it's kind of like they're, what's it when you, like they're breastfeeding in a way, kind of.
Okay. Yeah.
They'll do that whole action, and they get really, they get this look of euphoria and bliss in their eyes, and they totally zone out when I hit that spot. It's very funny.
That is kind of funny, actually. Now, when you said that they clean themselves really well, do they clean each other?
Sometimes they do, yeah.
Okay. Do they? I guess they don't lick each other's balls, though, right?
Not that I've noticed, but I haven't put on the infrared camera and the brown chicken, brown cow music.
I just find it interesting, rats as pets, but I guess everyone has their thing.
Well, you know, I will validate you on it because up until last November, I felt the same way. I was like, how can people have a rodent for a pet? But when you live in a place that you can't have a cat or a dog, a bigger pet, but they do allow smaller pets, then they're just perfect because they are a lot more social, a lot more affectionate and friendly than people think.
Okay, so they live in Rattropolis. And is Rattropolis like those hamster homes that they had years ago with all the connecting tubes and stuff?
I almost did that, but I wasn't sure how big they would get. So, no, it's just this big sprawling wire cage. With four different levels, and they have a little hammock they can jump up and sleep in, and it has a little spinning wheel that they've never fucking used.
Because they're lazy?
They're not lazy, because when they get out, because I let them out for an hour every day. Every day they get to come out of Rattropolis and just run around the house, and they've taken over my house.
Well, then how do you find them when it's time to put them away?
They usually, when they're tuckered out, they'll jump up on top of my bed and just take a nap on my bed.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how I find them.
That's wild.
I tried one time. Oh, this didn't come out wrong. I tried to sleep with them one time. I tried to take a nap while they were out because I thought it would be cool if they, like, cuddled up with me. But they are just way too hyperactive. They wouldn't let me sleep. They're like, Dad, play. Come on, Dad. Let's play. I'm like, oh, God.
I don't think I would want to sleep with rats.
Mm. Well, I have to support you on that because I do sleep naked and I don't want them nibbling on the impaler. That would wake me up right quick.
I think it would, most definitely. Now, if they both live in Rattropolis, how will you separate the two now that they have to be?
Well, I've looked online and they do have, like I said, it's got four floors.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy additional floors for it. So I think what I'm going to do is order in another floor and just find some way to, maybe with some duct tape, tape them and make it a divider between two of the floors.
Oh, so you're going to make a duplex.
I'm going to make a duplex because it does have two openings in it.
Okay.
One if they're, you can, if they're at the bottom of the cage, and one if they're at the towards the top of the cage. So I think it can be done. I'll just have to go get another water bottle thing for the side of the cage and another food bowl for them, but it should be easy enough to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be. Well, very good. Very interesting. Now, do you ever plan to move out of that apartment so that you could have different pets?
I mean, like buy a house or something? Well, buying a house in this area is damn near impossible.
Oh, that's true. It's Monterey. That's right.
It's Monterey, Pacific Grove, Carmel, Pebble Beach. Yeah. See, when I left Fresno 10 years ago, my whole intention was selling my house there because I had a house in Fresno and buying something here. And I can't even afford a damn condominium here.
Oh, man.
Let alone a house. So most likely I'm probably going to be renting because I'm single. And because with the job market like it is, that way, should God forbid anything ever happen, I can just pick up and move if I need to.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea, especially being in the expensive area.
Yeah, so. It really is.
Well, so let's talk about our weekends. I would ask you first, but you've been talking so much, I'm going to talk about my weekend first.
I want you to talk first, yes.
On Friday night, the boyfriend came over to my house, and we went to see Tony Bennett at Wolf Trap.
How was he?
Oh, my God. He was amazing. It was very, very good. His daughter came out first and sang for like 10 minutes or 15 minutes or so. And then he came out at like 8:15, 8:20. And he did not get off that stage until like 9:45. He did not take a break. He stayed up there almost an hour and a half. And he is 85 years old.
Well, what is her style?
Oh, very much like his. She sings almost the same kind of stuff. You know, very mellow kind of, you know, lounge singing kind of songs, that kind of thing.
How's your voice?
Very good. It's very good. Yeah. Yeah, she's very good. And then she came out one time while he was singing, and they sang a duet together. So it was very good. We just sat on the lawn and drank our wine and listened to the music. It was great.
I saw him about 12 years ago. He sang at the big Fresno Fair. And even then, his voice was still golden.
Oh, yeah. It is still just like it has been for years.
See, that's amazing that at his age, at his voice, he's taken such good care of it that he can still just sound like butter on it.
Right, right. Now, we decided that we're going to go to one more quote-unquote concert at Wolf Trap. The next one is going to be watching the movie Lord of the Rings. One of the three Lord of the Rings. I don't know which one it is. But they're going to show it on a big screen. And I can't remember now. Here's what I can't remember. If the National Symphony Orchestra is going to be playing the music in the background. That's the part I can't remember. If they're doing that or if it's just seeing the movie. I don't know.
It's probably, you know, because they're doing that with Star Wars right now. Star Wars Live is touring the company or touring the country where they have all the dialogue and sound effects, but they've taken the score out, and they have a live orchestra playing the score live throughout the movie.
That might be the case, because we went to see Lord of the Rings last year. I forget which one it was. Oh, no, it wasn't Lord. Was it Lord of the Rings? I don't remember. But I think it was the National Symphony Orchestra playing in the background, doing all the background music. And eventually, since you're watching the movie, you kind of forget that the orchestra is there doing it.
That is cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. And they have a huge screen that, because we sit out on the lawn, so there's a huge screen for everyone to see. And it's really nice. And we're going to go on September 10th, I think it is. So like another 2 weeks or so. So that's what we did on Friday night. And then on Saturday, we went to wineries all day. Came home, had dinner on the balcony, and then we were really dead tired and went to bed. And Sunday, we were really lazy. We didn't get out of bed. We love to snuggle in bed. We snuggled until like 10:45.
You lazy, lazy bitches.
We were very lazy. And then we got up and I made French toast for breakfast. And we were just kind of like lazy. We watched TV and did stuff on the computer and just were kind of like lazy the rest of the day on Sunday. And then Monday, it was back to work. So we are both back to the grind now.
Did you watch the Emmys on Sunday?
I did watch the Emmys on Sunday, and I actually liked Jimmy Fallon's opening number thing. And actually, I thought he did pretty well during the whole show. Did you watch them?
I only watched the opening ceremonies. I had friends over. We were hanging out, so I only watched the opening number because I'm a big for opening number of any award show. I'll always watch them, and I you know, I'm a huge Glee fan.
Yeah.
I'm a total Gleek, so I love that. And then, of course, when Tim Gunn of Project Runway appeared, I just squealed like a little girl.
I know. I actually kind of got excited when I saw that part, too.
I was like, you go, Tim!
And I think they did a good job on that opening, do you think?
I think it totally rocked. And somebody commented that they thought it was so cool of NBC to feature, I mean, really, it was featured Glee a lot, which is on Fox.
Right.
And for NBC to say, no, we'll go ahead. We'll allow another show to have the majority of the opening number. So I thought that was cool.
Well, the other thing, too, about that was when they were doing that opening number, they were, like, running through the studio or whatever. They were picking up different people from different shows, like that big guy from Lost and the guy from Community. But there was this one chick they picked up, this thin girl with long brown hair. I didn't even know who she was.
Was that the first girl that they didn't know whether they wanted her in the on the Glee team?
I don't know.
I don't know a lot of my pop culture, so I didn't know whether that was a Kardashian or a Kate Gosselin.
Oh, it was not Kim. It was not one of the Kardashians. I'm familiar with them. This was a girl. She was like thin, long brown hair. I just saw her, and I'm like, I don't know who that is. But they did have that funny skit part where Kate Gosselin was there. She was dressed like one of her Dancing with the Stars people. and they said no thanks to her.
Oh, so that was Kate Gosselin, all right.
Yeah, that was Kate Gosselin. That was funny. So I just didn't know who that girl was, but everything else I thought was really good.
I love Tina Fey, but then I think I love Tina Fey in everything.
I do, too. She's really good.
I think she's our generation's Carol Burnett, Lily Tomlin.
I think you're right. Very true. And I think you're saying Carol Burnett. I think Carol Burnett is actually going to be on 30 Rock as somebody's mother. I think she might be, or grandmother. Maybe she's Tina Fey's grandmother. I'm not sure, but I thought I heard that Carol Burnett was going to be on 30 Rock.
Nice. So,
yeah.
Oh, and of course, Betty White was in it. You can't go wrong with Betty White.
Betty White was great. And she won an Emmy the week before.
Yeah, go Betty White.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that she's finally coming into her own.
I know. Her career is doing really well. So.
Yeah, you know, nobody's heard of her up until now. So.
And she's 80-some years old. Oh, so, okay, so your weekend, you obviously watched a little bit of the Emmys and you had people over, but what else did you do?
Well, my big thing was on was Saturday, because Friday my old job called me in to help them out, so I went and helped them out on for a half a shift. Let me tell you, if you think a graveyard shift is hard, try doing half a graveyard shift. Oh, just it's boring beyond all belief. But they were training a new guy, and they were nervous about leaving him alone, so I came in just to shadow him. I actually did no work whatsoever. I just shadowed him and gave him advice if he had any questions. I'm sorry, a little burpy there. I'm drinking some Sparky's root beer. A local root beer brewed locally.
Good for you.
And it's good stuff. But then on Saturday, I went to San Francisco.
Now, what were you doing in San Francisco?
Well, I went to go see Wicked. Have you heard of Wicked?
Oh, yes. I'm familiar with Wicked. I have never seen it, but I like my favorite song in there is Popular.
Oh, it's a great song. Well, I've never seen it either. I'm a horrible gay man and a horrible actor. It's been in San Francisco for about a year and a half, and I haven't seen it. Well, it closes next week.
Well, said, you just made it then.
I said, well, fuck all. I've got to go see it. So I talked to a buddy, one of my hockey buddies, who's also a local actor. And
is he a homosexual?
No, he's a straight man.
Oh.
He is a straight man. But he is a total bear. And the bear community would eat him the hell up, let me tell you. I think he would be a big hit. So I picked him up in San Jose. We went to San Francisco. And I did a couple of my Gowalla trips.
Checking in on Gowalla?
Yeah, because they have a couple trips, one for Chinatown, and I'd never been to Chinatown. So I said, well, this is great. I'll get to see Chinatown and do a Gowalla trip where I had fresh-made fortune cookies. That was fun. And then right next to Chinatown was the North Beach trip. So I said, hell, I'll do the North Beach trip. Well, the North Beach trip ends with Coit Tower. And when you make a Gowalla check-in spot, you determine the size. It can be like really large for a park or for a mall, or it can be really small for like a fountain or something. But most of the time, there's about a 200 foot radius, well, 200 meter radius, so you can check in and you don't have to be right there. So if you get a little, like in your sights, I'll check in. Well, Coit Tower, 200 meters, I couldn't check in. Okay, I'll get a little closer. 175. 100. 75. Couldn't check in. So we ended up climbing to the top of motherfucking Coit Tower Hill.
Just so you could check in.
Just so I could check in and get that damn badge. God, I'm such a badge whore. But I did it, and we were exhausted. And then we climbed all the stairs down Telegraph Hill.
Oh, my.
Which was, so I don't need to exercise for the rest of the year. Plain and simple.
Sounds like it.
And then we went to see the show, and it was just un-fucking believable. I'm cursing a lot. When I get passionate, I curse. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I have the,
explicit tag.
Yes.
But honest to God, people, if Wicked is playing anywhere near you, go and see it. It is a fabulous show.
But it's not with Christian Chenoweth, is it?
No, I didn't have any of the original cast. They were all replacements, but they were all. But you see, I'm not a firm believer that you need to see Kristen Chenoweth. Now, grant you, if I see her, all the better. But a show is not the people who are in it. The show is the show. And honestly, they're Glinda, and please, Kristen, if you're listening, don't hurt me. Their Glinda was better.
Oh.
She had such a great personality, and you totally bought into Glinda being this ditzy, ditzy blonde.
But how would you know that if you haven't seen the original?
Well, I'm basing it more on vocals.
Oh, okay.
Her singing was a little bit smoother than Kristen's. Kristen's has a very operatic tone about her. And sometimes it's a little bit piercing on my ear.
Okay.
This girl, Allie, I don't have my playbill nearby. Allie was really good. So I really enjoyed it. She just had this smooth, beautiful voice.
Now, how far away from Monterey is San Francisco?
About 2 hours.
So you were able to go there and come back in the same day, or did you stay over?
No, that's one of the reasons why I picked up Rich, so I wouldn't stay over and be all night whoring around in a bathhouse.
Okay.
Because I had plans on Sunday, so I didn't want to. I know people are going to listen to this and went, wait, the Seder didn't go to a bathhouse?
But your plans on Sunday, did that involve the Impaler?
They did not.
Okay.
Sunday night's a night when all of my friends and I, we all get together and we do stuff.
Oh, okay. Is that like a Rambo Redhead's homo movie night?
Yeah, so we get together and we play our role-playing games because, you know, I'm a big role-play gamer geek.
Oh, I think I do know that about you, yes.
I'm a geek.
Yes. Now, I want to actually go back to... are you done with your weekend?
Okay. I'm done.
I want to go back to the Gowalla thing because I used to be on Gowalla, but then I got off that because I was trying to do Gowalla and Foursquare at the same time, and it was too much. So I'm just a Foursquare person. But now in Gowalla, you said a Gowalla trip. Did someone already like set up these different places for people to check into? And you say, okay, now I'm going to do this trip, and then you have to go to all these different places that somebody else has set up, or did you set it up?
Yes and yes. In this case, the two trips I did, somebody else put together. The North Beach trip was put together by Gowalla themselves, and the Chinatown trip was put together by National Geographic.
Oh.
Because you can friend some corporations, you can friend them, and they've got trips. National Geographic, Levi, the Jean Company, USA yeah. Today. These are like some of the – there's a couple other really great ones. And so you start doing their trips. But you can make your own trips as well. The main issue with making your own trips is that only your friends can see them. But occasionally, if Gowalla likes what they see in that somebody's trip, they'll make it a feature trip. But they haven't done it a lot, sad to say. I've made 5 trips for the Monterey area. One for Haunted Monterey, one for the historic Walk of History. Did I just say the historic Walk of History?
I think so.
Good times. One for a 17-mile drive over in Pebble Beach. So just various trips that I thought people would like to get a lot of badges with.
Uh-huh. But again, you said only your friends can see that one. Do you have
Only the people I've friended can see them, yeah.
Do you have a lot of friends on Gowalla?
I have 56 friends on Gowalla.
Holy crap.
Well, I try to... Now, on Gowalla, it's different because anytime I see a local, I try to get them as a friend so they can see my trips.
I see. So they can share, yeah.
So it's not so much that, honest to God, everyone on my Gowalla list is a friend. It's just it's a lot of locals because I want them to hopefully enjoy my trips.
Gotcha. Now, I don't think you do. You have it set so that Gowalla will Twitter where you are?
I choose if I Twitter or not.
Okay, because I was going to say, I haven't seen any of those from you. Which those are kind of annoying.
Well, on Saturday, I did several. I only Twitter if I think it's important. Like, I got to see the Apple flagship store in San Francisco. So I Twittered that one just to be smarmy.
Yeah, I would Twitter that one.
And then when I was outside the California Supreme Court building, I Twittered and left a message, do the right thing, stop the hate.
Good for you.
Because I wanted people to see that one. And then when I was at the San Francisco City Hall, I Twittered and left a message remembering Harvey Milk. So whenever I want somebody to see where I'm at for a specific reason, that's when I'll Twitter it. Yeah, the people who Twitter everything, I don't care that you're at the McDonald's bathroom.
Yeah. That's one thing I didn't like about Goala. Every time I checked in, it sent to Twitter, and I didn't like that. So.
Yeah, I think with the latest version, you choose whether you can Twitter or not.
And same thing for Foursquare. You can choose on that, too.
Yep. Well, see, also with Goala, I'm part of the Street Team Elite. Oh. I'm part of the cleanup crew. So when people have issues, they can contact me, and I can fix people's mistakes that they've made when they've entered a spot. Or like if one spot has two or three different locations, I can merge them all into one location.
Oh my gosh, how did you get that status?
Because I was so active in the Monterey area, I just requested it, and when they saw how active I was, they gave it to me.
Oh my gosh, and you do that all on your phone?
Actually, most of my Street Team Elite I do at home.
Oh, okay.
I'm on a Twitter feed when people Twitter the Street Team Elite Twitter, and then I'll go in and I'll fix stuff. And that's why, because I check in everywhere. What started out at me just checking in places that I was at, a lot of times if I see like two or three locations or two or three spots for one location, I'll check into all of them, even if I'm not specifically there, just so I can go back later and fix it.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's cool. Now, you brought up something that I totally forgot about that you'll probably be interested in. Do you know that tomorrow Apple will be having a release about something? Do you know they're going to be at Yorba Linda something or other? Did you hear about this?
No, I did not.
Yes, they're having a special event tomorrow, and all the rumors, because I check all the Mac rumor sites, are saying that there's going to be a new iPod Touch that looks, you know, like the iPhone 4 with a rear-facing camera and all that kind of stuff. Or a front-facing camera, whatever that. But then I think the big news is that there's supposed to be a new square iPod Nano that has a 1.7-inch touchscreen. So it's going to be like a little square touchscreen, and you can, you know, like scroll through things to play your iPod and stuff on this little tiny square 1-inch touchscreen.
So instead of the little circular thing?
Right, they're going to get rid of the touch wheel, the scroll wheel thing.
Oh, cool.
At least that's what the rumors are saying. So tomorrow you're going to have to definitely, you know, pay attention to the news, because I'm sure they'll have it on the news. But I'm going to be watching it live on the...
And Lord knows we'll talk about it on Thursday.
Absolutely. Of course we will. Now, Ramble Redhead is just saying hi to me on Skype, so I should say hi back. Hi, Ramble. Speaking of Ramble Redhead, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to insert a voicemail from Ramble Redhead that came in a couple weeks ago, but I have not, I keep forgetting to insert it. So at the end of this podcast, there'll be a voicemail from Ramble Redhead.
Well, you know, it's a special day for the Redhead today.
Really? What is the special day?
Today is his 5-year anniversary of podcasting.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I did hear him say that because he just put out a show most recently. So congratulations, Ramble.
Total congratulations.
Yeah.
I left him a special boo.
And he's telling me this right now. He said, I'm doing my live show at 9 o'clock. If you could, call the voice line and leave a happy 5-year anniversary. Well, Ramble, I'm doing it right now live on my show.
Total congratulations. And it's also Julian's birthday of Foul Monkeys.
Oh, that's... Was it today or yesterday?
It's today, Tuesday.
Wow.
Happy birthday, you little racist.
All right, I'm just replying to him. I'm recording with Sater.
That's me.
Okay, let's do this. I think I can do this. Let's call Ramble.
Him into the call?
No. Like, we'll call his voicemail line.
Oh, sweet.
He wants to know if we're on the stream. Not on the stream. No. Anyway, if we can call, if he would stop sending me messages, I could do this.
Good luck on that one.
Yes. No, he stopped now. Okay. If I want to, how do I do this?
Oh, this is science, people.
More? No. I think I have to add him as a contact and then call. Let me see if I can add him as a contact. Or add a phone number as a contact. Let's add a phone number. You can keep talking while I'm doing this.
I don't talk much. I'm very shy.
Sure, yeah, right.
Shy. I'm going over to some friend's house tonight after I pick up Yang. She is making... Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. It got really quiet. She is making matzo ball soup for me because I've never had it.
Yang is making matzo ball soup for you.
No, my friend. If my rat could make matzo ball soup, it'd be the best day in my life.
Oh, my gosh. Earlier, what was it? I was going to take something you said for the show title, like something like I want to sleep with rats. What did you say that?
Nibbling on the impaler.
No. It was like, this is going to sound bad, but like sleep with rats or something. I mean, I have to go back and listen now. Damn.
Oh, God forbid you should have actually listened to the show.
I never listen to it again. After we record it, that's it.
Yeah, I just ignored the tune. I'm sure somebody else will listen to it.
Yeah. Well, lots of people will. Let's see.
I started playing World of Warcraft again this week.
Oh.
God help me.
Hey, did you ever talk with Pat Geick, by the way?
I have talked to Pat Geick.
Like on Skype?
We've been talking via direct Twitters right now.
Oh, okay. All right. We are ready to call Ramble, so let's do this.
Let's do this.
And see if it works, okay? Add to conference, then you and I will talk on his voicemail.
The Google Voice subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Ramble. This is Honey and...
And Seder 69.
And we're calling to wish you a very happy 5-year anniversary of podcasting.
Happy anniversary. Okay, that's too slow. Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Ramble.
All the best. Keep it up.
Okay,
the,
bye.
The podcast.
Keep what else up?
Well, who knows?
Now, how do I disconnect from him?
Oh, this is great. He's going to have all this on here.
Okay, there it is. Okay. Bye, Ramble.
Bye, Ramble.
Good. Now he'll be happy.
That's podcasting gold right there, folks.
There you go. Well, I've done that kind of stuff before, but it's been a long time. And I'm glad that you brought up that albino's birthday is today, because I didn't know that. I mean, I did know that because I've listened to them too, but I didn't remember it because I have CRS.
What's CRS?
Can't remember shit.
See, I have a goldfish memory. I have GFM.
What's that?
Goldfish memory.
I know, but what does it mean?
The urban legend is that goldfish can't remember anything. And so if you've ever seen the wonderful Pixar flick Finding Nemo, there's a little goldfish in there who's in a bowl. And she's like, oh, look, there's a castle. Wow. And then she'll swim around the bowl. Oh, look, there's a castle. Wow. Okay. And then she'll swim around the bowl.
I got
look,
it.
There's a castle. Wow.
I have seen that before. Yes. Okay.
So that's me. I have a goldfish memory.
Well, once again, my good friend, Seder 69, we have gone about 35, 38 minutes. Can you believe
we are wont to do.
We just talk and the time just flies away. So we actually have to wrap this up. But you are definitely going to be my co-host from now on. If you would like to continue doing this, I think my new schedule for podcasting will be Tuesdays with Seder and Thursdays with the group. What do you think?
I am down with that.
Excellent. But now, is that going to keep you from doing your own podcast?
No, because I'm actually also, it looks like JT with Real Men Wear Pink wants me to be his co-host as well.
Really?
Yes. So
now, wait a minute. Your contract clearly states.
I haven't seen a contract yet. I haven't seen a contract.
I'm teasing with you. What happened with this?
If Rob Lindley can do it, Rob Lindley on The Daily Purge and How Much Do We Love and
PNS Explosion, yeah.
If he can do 3 shows, then by God, I can too.
Well, so when did this come about?
Have you heard the latest show from Real Men Wear Pink?
I didn't know that his feed was active again. I deleted the feed. I'm going to have to go back and...
Last week we recorded the first show.
And it's been posted already?
It has, yes.
Oh, my gosh. All
and
right.
So now I'm trying to decide how do I separate personalities to where I don't talk about the same crap on every show.
Oh, my God. That's a good question.
Because there is another podcaster who wants me to be a co-host with him as well.
Wait, who's that?
I don't know if I want to say, because I don't know if he wants it known since... So I'm not saying yet.
Well, is his podcast already... Is it already out there? Does he already have an established podcast?
He does, yes.
Oh, my God. Who is it?
I'm not saying...
Well,
I'm
tell me... You can tell me off the...
Off the air, I will tell you.
Okay.
Yes. Start the gossip.
Well, then, what are you going to plug tonight, then?
I am going to plug audio... Oh, actually, I'm going to plug everything. I'm going to plug, hey, listen to My Honey Wears Plaid. It's a great show. I love it. And, hey, listen to Real Men Wear Pink. It's a great show. I love it. Hey, listen to Seder 69 on Audio Booze. It's a great show. I love it.
Okay. You hit them all there. That's good.
I did.
All right. Well, in that case, you have to say it with me.
I will.
Until next time. Bye. Don't forget the live show on Thursday night.
Hey, honey, this is Ramble. Just wanted to give you a quick call to say that I listened to the show that you did with the boyfriend, and he was especially hilarious, this one. So I just wanted to call and let you know that I really enjoyed it. Even though you're mean and cruel and took your cell phone away, that was awful. How in the world can you survive without a cell phone, even though he uses it 3 times in 6 months? But, you know, you need to get him on the AT&T plan. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. I'm glad you're enjoying your new iPhone Sola. And I actually had to take my iPhone 4 back to Apple, and they actually replaced it. One of the sensors was acting weird. So anyway, I had some super efficient help from the delectable guys at the Chicago Apple Store when I was there for market days, and they were delicious looking. So, and normally I'm not into guys with beards, but this one guy, oh, my God, he was just delicious. Anyway, have a wonderful day, and I hope your vacation is going well, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.